Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The average
right here.
Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because of what happened clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism does matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop.
Hey, this is Al Porter Jr. First of all, I want to thank you all. If you hear a lot of noise around me, trust me, there's a reason why. It's a conscious party, all that good stuff all at the same time. I want to thank you all for tuning in to a special edition of Al Porter Man in the Streets. And I'm going to break it down to you real quick. Al Porter Man in the Streets. Chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. For those listening online, I see you on the screen. I appreciate that. Feel free to use that 646-478-0944 phone number. Press 1 if you wish to speak. Now, here's the disclaimer. Sometimes it doesn't always go through. So if you don't wish to speak and we punch you up, you can just remain silent and we'll put you back on hold. Again, the number is 646-478-0944, and you press the 1 key. I want to let you know before I start on with the show, the disclaimer, number 2, you will definitely need your iPads, laptops, desktops, pens, paper, notebooks, because of the info you will receive. Now, we do get a lot of people who complain about me being sexist, so let me let you know that that MAN stands for Music Activism News. Ah, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Super Engineer Emax the Image with me this evening. If you have something, and if you hear something that you might not like or agree with me, hey, please don't call Blog Talk to complain, because all they'll do is give you the 646-478 phone number, 0944. They'll tell you to call 646-478-0944 next Monday and talk to me from 9 to 10 p.m. Of course, that's Cleveland Standard Time. So feel free to go on and call now. I'll appreciate that. Also want to start things off and let people know that, you know, let's do things and go from handle our show the way it's supposed to be handled. I'm going to let you all know while I have that, and I know you hear a lot of things behind me going on. I'll get to that shortly, I promise, but let's get certain things out of the way. Moving back from 10 to number 1, number 10 song is Zooted from Overdrive. Who I Am from Life Innovations artist D Gambit was number 9. Number 8 was Boom from Varsity Music. Number 7 was The Norse Ring from Varsity Music. Number 6, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, HJS Music featuring DJ Tech. Number 5 was 137 Rounds from Varsity Music. Number 4 was The Revolution Will Not Be Webcam from HJS Music featuring DJ Tech. Number 3 was Black House Sounds with Things Will Never Change. Number 2 was Black House Sounds with Playground. And the number 1 most requested artist, wow, Dime Breed ENT, especially the artist known as, of course, Pyro, doing this thing, Code Red. You know, they've been doing their thing out there and many more, so I got to get that out there. Throw that out for the masses of people and let folks know what's going on that end. I also want to say, man, when it rains, sometimes it pours. I want to say first and foremost, rest in peace to DJ Kasem. He had come through Cleveland at Beat Effect's city release party. Heart attack over the weekend and passed from Dayton. We're going to have to get some of his music because he had just released something called the Basement Mixtape, which featured everything from EPMD's You Gots to Chill to Breeze, MC Breeze Ain't No Future When You Front. It's just the two of us from Chubb Rock. While we were dealing with that, you know, people that we already knew and knew of course, I wanted to throw out there that for those who may not have heard, you know, it was very interesting in itself that Chris Cross rapper, Chris Kelly died at age 34. He was Mac Daddy in the group. You know, they had Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy. And what hurt on that one, well, you all know him from the jump, and all of that. I missed the bus, and it's a shame and stuff like that. Pose backwards. But he passed from an overdose of cocaine and heroin. And then, of course, you all know about 71 North, the Booty Bounce craze and all of that. DJ Centipede. Well, on Thursday night, DJ Centipede lost his son, Cortez Rucker, a.k.a.
We
Ted.
We back.
All right. Thursday night, two men were killed on 17500 block of Throckley Avenue. Both had dirt bikes next to them, so they were murdered while apparently on their dirt bikes. One had a gunshot wound to the head, and the other had multiple wounds to the torso. 24-year-old D'Angelo Callahan, Shaker Heights, and of course Cortez Rucker, a.k.a. Tez, son of legendary DJ Centipede of course, 71 North, club style from back in the day, FM 108. You know, DJ Centipede's son passed. Now, the reason that I'm starting off with those stories are there's always like a silver cloud in the lining, even when you don't see it happening or see it coming. And the reason I say that is because I'm looking at the fact of today, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, they've been missing for years, going on a little over a decade. And man on the streets, that music activism and news, to get right to the point, I'm here live off of 2107 Seymour, right off of West 25th. And West 25th and Seymour, a little bit past Clark. And today, Ariel Castro, who's a bus driver, he had been holding those two young ladies and a third, even impregnating one of them. So that means there are other women that have, quote-unquote, been victims of what they would call human trafficking. And when black-on-black crime brought that up almost, we'll say, 7 years ago, everybody laughed at us. And then the next thing you know, human trafficking seemed like it was the in vogue word to say around 3 years ago. So we're going to go straight for the history and say that those three ladies, I'm thankful that they were found alive. Yelled, screamed, a gentleman heard something, looking out for your neighbor. He went and kicked the door in, and basically speaking, all three young ladies were able to get out, get free, go for help. There you have a tan house, then you have a green house, both of them vacant. And then you come to his white house, and he had tarp in back to make sure that you couldn't see what was going on over in there. One of the things that I found crazy, and that's why I'm on the scene right now, is that one person actually made a statement that a neighbor thought that they saw a woman chained up being forced to walk on her hands and knees in the backyard. I feel that whatever you do with Ariel Castro, I feel that the neighbor who saw that and didn't do a damn thing should be locked up for negligence or not fully reporting it to anybody besides just, you know, what have you, because that's out of place. You know, whatever a couple may choose to do. But when you do that in the backyard with a chain and everything, you need to get involved in certain things. And what's crazy is on this street, that's why I'm out here in the streets, is to try to give you information you might not hear anywhere else. They say the police have been on this street for shooting, stabbing, drug bust, and what have you. And this gentleman was able to go undetected. So before we do anything else this evening, I want to just say that I'm thankful. I've been out there on the front lines next to the DeJesus family, Amanda Berry's family, and to actually see at least the surviving members of the Berry family. Because, you know, Amanda Berry, her mom passed, and like one of the ladies said, they ought to charge that bus driver. And as a matter of fact, it was Brenda Brown. She made a statement to the media just now. I stood next to her, but she made a great statement. And not to drag this on, her first statement was that you should charge him for murder because Amanda Berry's mom passed and died with a broken heart. That's number one. And then number two, she said this is a bus driver who people trust their children with, grandchildren, nephews, and nieces. And if that is the case, then why is it that people come down so hard on felons and don't give them second chances or what have you when they pay their debt? And then you look the other way on everybody else, and it could be people right up under your face, your own nose, that's killing you off. So that's just something to think about. We have some hard-hitting topics we'll hit you with as time permits. If we don't have, I see some people who may be brave enough to call, we'll punch you up as soon as you call through. You're all live with, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. We ready.
What's going on now? This is Pete.
Go ahead.
You got your phone call coming right now. It's 216-466. Man, been holding patiently.
Okay.
Bring them up.
All right. Then what we're going to do is put on somebody.
Hello?
216.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's up? What's up, Mr. Porter, man on the streets? I'm out here at the scene, too, man. And I'm a new resident to Cleveland, and I just want to say it feels good to see people come out together in the time to rejoice and even in the time of need for the families. And I just want to say that man do need to be punished for his crimes, man. And I'm just shot for words, man. I just hope everything work out for the family, and I'm rejoicing that these young ladies are all right and that they are found alive, because it's very rare that you hear about young women being kidnapped for that amount of time and actually staying alive. I just want to say that the family is in my prayers and the city and everything's in my prayers, man. Hopefully everything will be better for them.
Oh, I thank you so much, brother. It's beautiful to hear and see that kind of concern, brother. So I appreciate it, brother.
I got one more comment. Hold on, I got one more comment.
Go ahead.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing well, Al. This is Juan here. Great to see you out here at this event here. You know, there's a lot of things going on in our city that don't end. The story don't end as well. We even got Mr. Ken Lancey down here. He came down here to show his support for the family and just take a look at what's going on from the first eye perspective.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. As a matter of fact, if anything happens later on and he wants to say a few words or speak,
okay.
He can feel free.
Okay, I will do. I'll make sure he know about this, sir. And again, I just want to thank you for making your efforts to be so grassroots and stay around and help spread the news. I want to thank you for that. My name again is Juan with the Civil Corps, and I'm just fighting the same good fight, brother.
All right, then I'll tell you what. We're going to bring you back probably, if not tonight, then we'll have to have you call in and explain next week what the Silver Car is. We'll appreciate it.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll be signing off, okay?
All right, thanks again, brother. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That was,
wow. I appreciate him for calling in, both of them for calling to say something. And like
right.
I say, if there's anybody else on that line from 216, I appreciate the 216 phone calls who are listening. And since I'm looking at this now, we could definitely go on and people can use that 646-478-0944 phone number. That's 646-478-0944. And when we come back through, we will definitely talk shortly after this next little break. Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From ex-girlfriends to others who said you can't build a business and grow. But Al Porter is too strong. And just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us.
Hit Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
D'Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Emacs, HTO, HJS, Hamp City.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not Done Name Dropping.
Thank the the creators that they ever left to.
Ron Voight, Tech Record, E&T's, get it poppin'.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creators that they ever left
to. OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, a Stu.
Thank the creators that they ever left
to. Al Fat, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, are mainstays.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the creators that they ever left to.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creators that they haven't left, please.
Wow. As I walk along here, before I go to 216-903, I just want to tell people that the one thing that Donna Brown always asks, she always asks, where's Frank? Where is our mayor, no matter what's going on, the good, the bad, or the ugly? So I want to let people know that today I was very blessed to be at a press conference where a gentleman by the name of Ken Lansing, who's running for mayor, he announced it around 12:30. Those who may have watched it on news or what have you, I know they saw me and all of that there. Quite a few of us look, because I believe instead of complaining about certain things, you need to be a part of your system, see what's going on, and analyze. And part of what Ken Lansing talked about was that 55% graduation rate when the mayor made a State of the Union address in 2006, he said he was going to make sure the Cleveland schools changed up. Well, in 2012, the same graduation rate is 55%. Then there was, of course, things dealing with education, crime, do women feel safe in this city? We can say right now without getting myself into further trouble, hell no, they don't feel safe. And it shows. Number three, he talked about the fact that downtown Cleveland is built up and looking good. There's money coming in the city, but for big business, not for the residents. So with that being said, and with the slogan that Donna Brown has said on the Where's Frank, Ken Lansing did mention the one thing that Frank Jackson said, and he said that the mayor made one statement that he has to speak on, and that is, you cannot get through in life and say, it is what it is. And that was Mayor Frank Jackson's attitude, especially when a man has been a career politician for 37 years. It's just nice to see some new blood in there. Especially a man, last time he ran for something, spent $1.5 million out of his own pocket. So he owns that big, huge factory off of East 40th and Payne, Graphic Arts Building. And it was nice to see so many community leaders who are outraged over everything from 137 shots, foreclosures, and everything else turn out to see if this man would at least listen to activists and grassroots people, and so far he did. He even showed up at a spot where I don't think you'd even see the mayor when he should at least be here to rejoice a little bit. So with that being said, 216, you are on the line on 903, 216-903. Who am I talking to?
Chris, this is Major Taps.
wait a minute. Not Major Taps, the Beatbox King.
The Beatbox, King.
Oh, you know something, man. I'm going to have to get out there and at least I'm going to have to get out there and get some of your music on and play your music. Maybe by next week everything will slow down and we'll be able to get some of your music on. Tell me what's going on with you, Major Tabs.
What's up? Well, you know, right now I've been out of the community, you know, you know, taking care of things, you know what I'm saying, taking one day at a time, though. But today, been in the community today. I was riding around, got a word, you know, got word about the, about the missing girls. I was able to figure out, I mean, I remember this case back in 2003. At the time, I was
right.
A sophomore. I was a sophomore in junior high when this situation happened. Gina DeJesus, Amanda,
yes.
Barry, I remember those two young ladies, their pictures and everything on billboards, different corner stores, things of that nature. I remember this like yesterday, you know. I remember standing out there with you, along with other, you know, activists, you know, standing out there, you know, for visuals and stuff like that, along with their parents and stuff. And today, you know, it shows that the Creator works in mysterious ways, you know, as far as with
all right.
certain yeah. situations. Hello? You hear me?
Yep, I'm here. Oh,
it,
yeah.
It just shows, you know, it just shows no matter through the, you know what I'm saying, the hard struggles or whatever, I mean, what I'm pretty much trying to say, the most messed up situations and environments, you know, the Creator would help see you through with it. And I'm actually happy to say that today was actually a blessed day, you know, for Amanda, Barry,
right.
Gina DeJesus, and I'm not familiar with the other young lady's name too, though I'm sure, you know, it's a lot of happiness going on right now. I also would like to shout out honors and, you know, appreciation, I mean, for the ones that have helped, you know, such as yourself, you know, Mr. Porter, you know, always out there, you know, making sure, you know what I'm saying, trying to see that these young ladies, you know what I'm saying, come home and stuff like that. Because for a long time, I really thought that these girls had, you know what I'm saying, had been murdered already, you know. Because it's been a decade, you know. And it's just, like I said, it's a blessing to hear that they're alive and safe, you know. I mean, that's what my focus is on right now. I mean, I know, the album and things of nature, like me with my music and stuff is going on. But today, you know, I'm taking that, you know what I'm saying, I'm postponing that right now and, you know what I'm saying, tending to what's going on right now. Because, I mean, you know, these girls had to go through, like, a messed up ordeal, you know, Mr. Porter, with, you know, as far as with being, I don't know for certain, though, but it sounds like some captivity, as far as with being captive, and this real messed up. I mean, it's hard. I can't really explain it. I'm still in shock right now. You probably heard my speech right now. I'm in shock right now. And I would like to say congrats, girls, welcome back. You know, welcome
right.
back to society. You know,
yeah.
My prayers go with you and your families, you know, and take this, you know what I'm saying, as a jumping hurdle. I know you guys had, you know, a lot of time wasted. You know, a lot of you girls, you young ladies' time has been wasted as far as with being held, you know what I'm saying, in this messed up situation and stuff like that. Cleveland, we just blessed that, you know, so you young ladies is safe and okay. And another thing too, Cleveland, we gotta stop mistreating our women, like doing our women bad. Like it's ridiculous, yo, because we are starting to become, you know, real known for, like, you know what I'm saying, totally disrespecting, murdering, kidnapping, raping women. And we, come on now, we cannot be known for. I mean, as a city and stuff like that. It's already messed up that, you know, so other states and stuff try to look at us, try to give us like a bad vibe already, though, you know. So for, you know what I'm saying, though, for something like this to occur and happen and stuff like that, we need to stop, you know, so truly mistreating our women, you know, and, you know, educating these children too, you know.
Yeah.
Educating these young kids and stuff, things of that nature, you know. It's just ridiculous. We need to stop, you know what I'm saying, with all this violence, you know. Cleveland, we got over a hurdle today. We still got plenty more things to, you know, as far as with doing. We will never forget about 137 shots, you know. We will never forget about 137 shots. So, I mean, so Cleveland Police, congratulations today, but your mission is still not done, dude. It's still a bunch of unfinished business. And I bet you it's plenty of mother, I bet you it's plenty of other children out here, you know, that's probably been missed as well and stuff like that, that needs to be investigated, you know. And I also like to say congratulations to the neighbor, you know, to help rescue those young ladies, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just putting that out there, too, you know. So, I mean,
thank you.
Congratulations, Cleveland Police.
Yeah.
So congrats to the next door neighbor. Like, he's really the hero. He's the big hero.
I
so.
Like what you said.
Yeah,
right.
He's the big hero. Okay, thanks, Mr. Paul.
You welcome, man. And thank you very much.
I'm in shock right now, though.
Same
I mean.
Here, brother. So it's all right. May you be blessed, man, for real.
Same here, bro.
All right, peace. What we're going to do is, I'm going to give you, because I keep telling you all about that information, and that information which is so powerful, before we go to the next track, this should only take about 2 minutes. I think I almost have this stuff down, Pat. You can feel free to dial that 646-478-0944 number. But those online, I appreciate you online. We see you online, but you can feel free to switch off and while listening, go to 646-478-0944. Dial that number, press the one key. If something happens and you didn't press that one key and we ask you to speak, please don't get offended. Just stay silent. You'll be put on hold, all that. We got Super Engineer Emacs, the image will handle that. Also, Wednesdays, Hood Talk 2, same phone number. My man Emacs, the image, he hosts that, and it uses common sense, dealing with problems on a national level and bringing it down to what is known as a local level. And that's from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then, of course, on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m., same phone number, Hood Tunes Radio, where the main focus is to play nationwide artists, regional artists, and to get them to meet, work together, and do shows all across the nation and promotion. That's the main thing, as well as music lessons thrown in. So if you got a question, call in and ask. And usually he gets the best, of course, crowd together to answer your questions. And those are people who are definitely involved with what's happening. Now, as I stand here, I must tell you about the Stop the Violence Youth Summit. That's why you need pins and stuff. The Stop the Violence Youth Summit, which is happening this coming Friday evening, Friday, May the 10th, 2013, from 7 to 10 p.m. May the 10th, 2013, 7 to 10 p.m., dealing with bullying, gun violence, gang violence, human trafficking. They have singers and praise dancers. It's held at the 13455 Dressler Avenue. That's 13455 Dressler Avenue, Garfield Heights, Ohio. For more information, contact Charmaine Williams. Charmaine Williams, 216-324-8600. So I definitely wanted to throw that out there for you. We have some other information coming up for you. We'll get that to you shortly. We're going to play another track, and then we're going to let you know about one of the other reasons why we're celebrating. Also, with what happened last week, and a lot of us were involved in. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that man stands for music, activism, and news. Talk to you in just a moment. What you got for us, E?
Oh, I got something nice for you, Al. Real nice, man, real nice. Now, you're going to have to let me know when you want to debut, you know what I'm saying, that one good thing y'all got. You got to let me know that. So...
Is it ready tonight?
It's ready now. Well, if you want it right now, I'll give it to you right now.
Please, please, man, please. We've been waiting for it, and we need to be able to have some celebration music on that knowledge side. So I'm going to get
all
the
right,
floor.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring it up for you.
Image. All right, then. We got my man E-Max the Image.
And this is the instrumental Things in Life remix.
Okay.
Man in the Street.
Live with that track, for real though. I can live with that track. That I love that. I love that. I love that track. Strong song. Very strong. Wow, man. Wow. That let me know that there's some power in that song.
Oh, yeah,
things will never change unless we get on up and get out to do something. So I appreciate what you did to that beat, my brother, for real. And looking at what's going on, man, I'm like walking through here, enjoying what's going on, to see real people power, see people
right.
Standing up.
Hey, you know something? I'm going to tell you, hey, Al, I ain't trying to interrupt you, man, but I just wanted to say something right quick, man. And you just,
go ahead.
You hit it right on the head. You know, I was listening to Dick Gregory today, and he was saying that basically what you just said, man, the power is in the people. You know what I'm saying? That they illusion us to try to believe we don't have power. You know what I'm saying? But the people got more power than they want to give us credit for. And every time people get together, it's always something powerful, man. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you being there, too.
Oh, that's no problem. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know while I'm doing this right now, real quick, that pressure does burst pipes. As a matter of fact, when it comes to pressure bursting pipes, you know that the past Monday, and I'll make it real quick within 2 minutes if I can, last Monday night, you had a major rally that went on at City Hall. You got to see so many people, 200 people showed up to support the Russell family, the Williams family, the Ficker family. You had Christians, The Nation, activists, Panthers, Vikers, Black, White, Latino, others, ClevelandUrbanNews.com. You had Major News, OPN, his film put on YouTube, the Alfred Porter Jr. website and all of that. Then we invaded City Hall's council last Monday. The mayor ran out again like he usually does. And, of course, several council people had took the night off last week. The Black Love Revolution. And, of course, Brother Art took over the rotunda with a drum line. Tuesday morning, like they say, pressure burst pipes. Because of Monday night's rally, inside and outside of City Hall, 12 Cleveland police supervisors faced discipline charges because they're, like, concerned over what might happen next. They don't want to see all their faces in there. And they face discipline charges only during the chase, so we're not done yet. Captain Ulrich Zuhar, Lieutenant Paul Wilson, Sergeants Matthew Putnam, Michael Dunnigan, Patricia Coleman, Randolph Daly, Jason Eaton, Brian Chetnick, Brian Lockwood, Mark Bickerstaff, Matthew Gallagher, and Richard Martinez face written reprimands, 10-day suspension, and possible firing. So now with that being said, I know there are some people who may be just online, they can definitely feel free to press that one key. I'm looking
right.
at some people. What we got?
We got a 216-324, and we also got 216-205. Yeah, on the line.
Well, since we got these two callers, before I go to 216-205, I'm going to go to 216-324 first. And who am I speaking with? This is 324. Four phone number.
Yes, my name is Dee Dee.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Good.
I am relieved that we have found our young women out here after so many years.
Same here. Oh, my goodness, the same here.
Yes.
Any other thoughts you'd like to share on that?
Yes, I want to first say that our God is good, but I am very upset because we have the mayor that is, well, the guy that is running for mayor out here. But my concern is, and I would like to know, where is our mayor, Frank Jackson? I have been over to the hospital. He wasn't there. I'm now over here on Seymour, and he's not here. All I want to know is, where's our mayor?
Then it seems to me that maybe, just maybe, we need to follow up on what Donald Brown once made and start. Maybe Ken Lancey, who is running for mayor of Cleveland, maybe he needs to start investing in T-shirts that say, "Where's Frank?" Because as long as I've been doing what I've been doing for Black on Black Crime, 137 rounds, Imperial Avenue and all of that, I haven't seen him.
I see him in
City Council, and I see him at every festival looking good.
So I guess now we need to change mayor.
Yeah, I think maybe
and
we
get
do.
Get someone else in office.
I appreciate
your
phone call. It's very insightful. And maybe on Monday, you will definitely feel free to tune in and let us know just what's on your mind so we can all change our environment together.
Okay, then. That's no problem. And I thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you so much for calling, Dee Dee. I appreciate it.
Okay, then. You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I'm not going to follow that up with anything else except 216-205, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News. Who am I speaking with this fine evening? What's going on your way?
All right, you're speaking to me, man. They just said they was just listening now. They just listened.
Well, see, that's beautiful. I'm glad people are just listening in. That's one of the main things and main reasons why we have this is to spread and share information. I promised a few storylines, but this superseded everything. So I want to just let people know, also while I'm looking at it, I promised some information, I'll give you that information. There were some power moves being made. Ward 10, it's really getting interesting with General Donald Brown, Field General for Black on Black Crime, who's of course running for Ward 10. You know that Eugene Miller is backed up by Council President Sweeney, who always saying yes to whatever Sweeney wants to give him that extra vote, as well as the fact he agrees with, of course, Mayor Frank Jackson on everything that's going on. Jeff Johnson, a reformed felon who never looked out and made any type of laws to help out other felons who've gone through the same things, especially in the city of Cleveland. That's another story, but he's now running for Ward 10, backed up by Mike Polensic and Kevin Conway. All right. Very interesting that Donald Brown didn't play. Donald Brown went out with members of OPN, or Press People's Nation, Hip Hop Workshop, Black on Black Crime, New Black Panther Party, went out there with people who backed up from Republicans and Democrats. She made history last Wednesday in Cleveland, at least for the year of 2013. Not of all time, but she made history for this year. She was the first person to put her petitions in to City Hall last Wednesday at about 1 p.m. She made that history for this year. Which house? About the fourth house down on your right. Somebody asked, do I know which house it was? But anyway, getting back to it. She not only managed to do that, the Creator also blessed her to have a very, 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 very good present. And what do I mean by a good present? The good presence that happened was she had her fundraiser. Obie Shelton came, played the violin. Kevin Conwell came through. OPN came through. You'll be able to see the film and all that good stuff. That was a strong move. Corey Kane from the Player T Show, thatsme.com. Okay. As a matter of fact, go straight ahead. We're live on air. That's what's beautiful. Being live on the internet radio with my people from my movement, Donnie Pastard, and of course, Sister Terry Tollfree, who came down here to celebrate what happened. And while I'm on here with you all, yes. So, what happened is, it was a big blessing because Corey came from the Player T Show, thatsme.com. He looked, and instead of him hollering, man, the city needs this, the city needs that, they ain't looking after this, they ain't looking after that, Corey Kane sat back and said, I don't like what's going on in my ward. And he said, I'm going to go get petitions on Monday. What y'all think of that? Because I'm inspired, Donald Brown, by what's going on. We saw Corey Kane this morning after coming back through from Ken Lancey's event. He pulled his petitions. He will be running against Kevin Conwell for councilperson in Ward 9. That's a power move right there, people, because he has enough youth and enough support behind him. He can win. Real quick, if people don't know, T.J. Dow doesn't have a free pass anymore because Rhonda Hills from the Urban Educational Justice League and Bashir Jones, another young lion, are both running for Ward 7. So I'm just putting it out there that you, for all you quote-unquote, we'll get into it at another time because I don't want to spit venom when we should be positive, but for all you, I'm running my hood, I'm running my streets, I'm running my block, I'm running this, I'm about my business, I got big business. Y'all ain't doing nothing until you can run the real environment and put yourself in a position to get either information to your people like my man Emax the Image does, or what I do my best to do in prevention out here on the streets, or take some stuff over to get a big piece of the pie to control certain things, because real gangsters are respected for their business entities and what they're doing out there, making things happen around them. That's a real gangster. Even police have to stop because a real gangster know the law. The cop can't just come and shake them down just to be shaking them down because they know their lawyers will get them back out in a minute. So the real people are the ones who are doing things to make things happen around them. So shout out to Bashir, Rhonda Hills, of course, General Donald Walker Brown, Ken Lancey, spending the majority of his own personal assets to run for mayor, and the list goes on. Last but not least, pen and paper time, people, pen and paper time. 14600 Euclid and Lee intersection. 14660 Euclid and Lee intersection in East Cleveland. Parking lot this Saturday, 12 to 2. HJS is having this. Show them what you got. The Show them what you got. Peace tour, which will feature myself doing hip hop's David Ruffin, other artists coming through, people coming through to celebrate. The tour starts up in East Cleveland, right across the street from the home of the first hip hop workshop. Outside music, some refreshments and stuff like that. Have to say some, because y'all will come there thinking y'all go get a slab of ribs and be mad at me. It ain't like that. Although I wish we could get a slab of ribs, but hey, sorry all the vegans out there. But anyway, that's coming up this Saturday. And also, should you choose, feel free to come by on Friday, same location, 2 to 6 p.m. They give away free cell phones out there, OPN or Press People's Nation, free food, free clothes, all that type of stuff. And then, of course, tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Black on Black Crime Headquarters, which it is, we will be having our meeting on the indoors dealing with all kind of things that are coming up. So that's some of the stuff that's happening. I'm in a celebratory mood. I would like to say, first and foremost, before you take us out on the track or two, and if there's some time after the last track, maybe an instrumental, and I might rattle off something, but I want to say I know that next week, good old Jimmy Haslam, we'll talk about him a little bit. We have to break it down because right now he sounded a lot like Jimmy DeMore when Jimmy DeMore said, "I am not a crook," basically speaking, but he said, but what Jimmy DeMore said was, "I've done nothing wrong." And basically what Jimmy Haslam said, "I've done nothing wrong." Even though it looks like he was probably in the same room, but that's another story in itself. Also, on top of that, we got to talk about the Horseshoe Casino because they're flexing big money now. The internet cafes have said, "Hey, we're guilty. We'll take the penalties. You can take machines out, but but a lot of people don't realize that the Horseshoe Casino was even found guilty of infractions and penalized. As a matter of fact, we didn't get everything we were supposed to get with the Horseshoe Casino. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we'll speak about one or two other topics, and we'll keep it as lighthearted as we can next week also. So now with the time that's left, my man, hit us with something, anything you want to hit us with. We'll appreciate it. And we thank you so much for 5 minutes with us.
That's what I said. We got 5 minutes left, man. So if you want to go ahead and talk, well, 4 minutes. You might as well go ahead and talk while I play this instrumental for you.
Okay.
That's what you want.
That's what I want, man. You know something? I'm enjoying myself so much out here. That's the one thing I love is being out here and working. Because when you work, you get things taken care of. I think Metro Hospital, because that's where Ken Lancey went, was Metro Hospital. So the 10 o'clock news is about to start here in Cleveland, which is a large thing in itself. Like I say, when your leaders don't do what they're supposed to do, guess what? The people vote for the leaders, which means the leaders work for the people who vote to put them in. And a lot of us forget that. It's unbelievably true, but that's what it is. You know, that's what happens. I'm here vibing with this beat, getting ready to ride through. My man Major Taps has been through here. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at somebody who just called me on the telephone. Can't even put them on blast because I don't even feel like it right now. It's like a celebration for me, and I appreciate that because it's a celebration for the city. So on this little impromptu part, instead of going over the news stories and everything like that that I would have gone through, I'm going to close up the notebook and tell you what a good feeling is. A good feeling is when you stick to your guns, man. It feels good for all the men and women out there who sat back and they laughed and they said that what y'all doing out there is still standing by the families. The families are saying this. Young ladies are alive, but y'all know they did. You've got to help them get through the grief process and this, that, and the other. And it's like, we don't know that for certain people. They say, well, black on black crime, what you do is y'all deal with death, y'all ambulance chasers. Y'all just get out there and hold vigils. Well, I'm going to tell you something about vigils and why we do vigils. Nobody expects a loved one to die, no matter what. Nobody expects a loved one to die. Families do need to be consoled, and because a lot of people don't have insurance policies, they don't have them. So, yes, we do collect money from them and all of this, but I want a lot of people to think about the next thing I say. A lot of people will say, real quick, hey, well, so-and-so died, but so-and-so should have done this wrong, and so-and-so should have done that wrong, this, that, and other. If you listen to me, I want you to just think about one thing. Is everybody in your family a saint? Who hasn't done anything wrong, including you? You know, the sad thing about our times are, whether you go by biblical scriptures, the Quran, or what have you, it's sad that in our society, real quick, if you had a savior come through and say he or she was out sin, cast the first stone, a lot of people would get out there and throw a stone, knowing they lied and they track. And that's a sad thing in itself. So that's why we do what we do. We're not here to judge. We're here to assist who we can to build up for the hip-hop workshops and everything else in the community to keep people growing as well. That's a part of what we do. When we get a chance to sit down and party for our right to fight, we good. Thank you so much for your support, for being there, Al Porter Man in the Streets, D-Max the Image. Enjoying life once again. Stay safe. Peace.